Hey, welcome in. I'm Mia.
And I'm Leo.
This is Afterward Tea Talk, a tiny English listening podcast for people who have a job, a life, and absolutely no energy left for flashcards.
20 minutes a day, 20 minutes of English, drink something warm and just listen.
No grammar drills, no vocabulary lists, just two people after work talking.
Today's topic, what happens when you finally buy the snack you couldn't afford when you were 10?
Let's get into it. So, Leo, I need to tell you something a little embarrassing. The other day, I was at the supermarket and I stopped in front of the candy aisle for way too long.
The candy aisle? You're a grown woman. What were you doing there?
I was looking for one specific thing, a little box of chocolate. And when I found it, I just stood there. I didn't even reach for it. I just looked at it the way you look at an old photo, or the way you look at something you thought you'd lost forever.
Okay, now I'm curious. What was so special about this box of chocolate?
It was the exact same one I wanted when I was about 9 years old. Same blue box, same little picture on the front. And back then, I stood in front of it the exact same way. I just stared at it for a long time.
And you didn't get it?
I asked my mom. I remember the moment so clearly. We were in the aisle. I pointed at the box and I said, "Mom, can we get this?" And she picked it up, turned it over, looked at the price, and put it back. She said, "That's too expensive for a snack, honey. Let's get the one we always get."
Ouch. I can feel that from here.
It wasn't mean. It wasn't even a big deal. It was just a normal Tuesday in the supermarket. But I remember the way that blue box looked on the shelf, a little too high for me to reach. And I remember thinking, when I grow up, I'll buy it myself. Then nobody can say no.
How old were you then, exactly? Like, was this a real memory or a made-up one?
Oh, it's real. I was 9. And I remember the price too because it stuck with me. It was about 15 yuan, which sounds like nothing now. But back then, to a 9-year-old, 15 yuan was a fortune. That was a whole week of pocket money.
15 yuan. And now you spend that on one coffee without thinking.
Exactly. That's the part that gets me. The same 15 yuan that broke my 9-year-old heart is now just loose change. I don't even look at the price of a coffee. But for years, that little box was the most expensive thing in my world.
So what happened the other day? You finally got it?
I did. I picked up the box, walked to the counter, and paid for it. All by myself, no one to ask, no one to say no. And I was so excited, Leo. I felt like I'd won something. I even put it in my bag like it was a treasure, not a snack.
I love that. So how was it? Was it amazing? Was it everything you dreamed about for 20 years?
That's the embarrassing part. It was fine. It was a good chocolate. It tasted exactly like chocolate. But it wasn't the magical thing I'd built up in my head all those years.
Wait, so you waited 20 years and it was just fine?
Just fine. And for a second, I was a little sad. I thought, that's it. That's the big moment. I even checked the box twice to make sure I'd bought the right one. But then something else happened. I realized I wasn't sad about the chocolate at all. I was happy about something completely different.
Okay, now I really have to hear this. What were you happy about?
I was happy that I could just buy it. No conversation, no price check, no one telling me it was too expensive. I just wanted it and I got it. I didn't even look at the total on the screen. I just paid and walked out. That's the part that felt like winning, not the chocolate, the freedom.
So it was never really about the snack.
Exactly. It was about being the person who gets to decide. And I think that's a thing we don't talk about enough.
You know what? I actually know exactly what you mean. And I've never told anyone this.
Oh, now I have to hear it.
When I was a kid, there was this one toy I wanted more than anything. It was a little robot. I saw it in a shop window, and I saved up my pocket money for months. I counted every coin, and when I finally had enough, I went to the shop, and the robot was gone. Sold out.
No. That's heartbreaking.
It was. I was so upset. I told my mom, and she said, "It'll come back. Be patient." But it never came back. And for years, that robot was the thing I thought about. The one that got away.
So did you ever find it again?
That's the funny part. Last year, I found the exact same robot online. Same model, same box. It wasn't even expensive, so I bought it. And when it arrived, I opened the box and I held it in my hands. And you know what I felt?
What?
Nothing. I felt nothing. It was just a little plastic robot. I didn't even want to play with it. I just put it on a shelf and looked at it for a while.
So you felt the same way I did with the chocolate?
Exactly the same. And I thought, great, I spent all those years wanting this and now it's boring. But then I realized something. The robot wasn't the point. The point was that I could buy it without asking anyone. When I was a kid, I needed permission. Now I don't.
Yes, that's exactly it. It's not about the thing. It's about not needing to ask.
Right. And here's the twist I didn't expect. The other day, we talked about whether a 48 yuan drink was worth it. And I kept saying it was a waste, but now I get it. It was never about the drink. It was about being allowed to have it.
Oh, that's a nice connection. So you finally understood my bubble tea.
I did. And I think this is bigger than snacks and drinks. Think about it. When we were kids, so many things needed someone else's okay. What we ate, what we watched, when we went to bed. And now, as adults, we can just decide. But we're so used to it that we forget how amazing that is.
We forget it completely. Nobody walks around thinking, wow, I can eat dinner whenever I want. We just eat dinner.
Exactly. But the other day, standing in that candy aisle, I saw a kid with his mom. He pointed at something, and his mom said no, and I watched his little face fall, and I thought, that was me 20 years ago. But then I thought, and one day, he'll be me, standing there buying whatever he wants.
That's such a kind way to see it, not poor kid. But one day, he'll get to decide too.
Yeah, and you know what else I realized? It works the other way too. There are things I could buy right now easily, but I don't because I'm still waiting for someone to give me permission. Like I've wanted to learn guitar for years. I can afford a guitar. I could buy one today, but I keep telling myself that's too much. That's for other people. I don't have time.
So even as adults, we're still waiting for permission, just from a different voice.
Exactly. When we were kids, the voice was our parents. Now the voice is our own. And that voice is even harder to argue with because it sounds like us.
That's the real twist, isn't it? We grew up, we got the freedom, and then we handed it right back to ourselves.
Yeah, because that's the thing nobody tells you about growing up. It's not about having more money. It's about being in charge of your own small choices. And that's a quiet kind of freedom. Nobody celebrates it, but it's real.
I think that's the most grown-up thing you've ever said.
They'll get used to it. I'll be back to complaining about my coffee machine in 5 minutes.
Speaking of which, let me ask you something. All this talk about buying things we wanted as kids, it made me think about the words we use for it. There's so many little words for money and wanting and deciding. Let's do a little word power.
Good, because I need to learn how to describe my boring robot in a fancy way and my coffee machine that I never use.
Perfect. Number one, to afford.
To afford. It means to have enough money to buy something. When I was a kid, I couldn't afford that chocolate. Now I can. And you can use it in the negative a lot. Like, I can't afford to go out this month.
Number two, to treat yourself.
To treat yourself. It means to give yourself something nice as a reward or just because. I had a long week, so I treated myself to a good dinner. It's a nice phrase because it means you're allowed to be nice to you.
Number three, a craving.
A craving. It's a strong wish for a specific food or thing. I had a craving for that old chocolate from my childhood. It's stronger than just wanting. It's like your whole body is asking for it.
Number four, to spoil.
To spoil. It can mean to make something worse, but here it means to give someone too much nice stuff. My grandma used to spoil me with snacks when I visited. Kids love being spoiled. Adults pretend they don't.
Number five, pocket money.
Pocket money. It's the small amount of money parents give kids to spend. I saved my pocket money for months to buy that toy. For me, it was a little coin every Sunday. For kids today, I think it's a card.
Number six, to save up.
To save up. It means to keep money until you have enough for something. I saved up for weeks so I could buy that chocolate. It's a patient word. You're not buying it now. You're waiting for it.
Number seven, to be in charge.
To be in charge. It means to be the one who makes the decisions. Now that I'm an adult, I'm in charge of what I eat for dinner. And that's the whole point of this episode, really. Being in charge of your own small choices.
Number eight, a grown-up.
A grown-up. It's another word for an adult. The funny thing is, being a grown-up means I finally get to say yes to myself. It sounds serious, but it's actually the most fun word on this list.
Number nine, to look forward to.
To look forward to. It means to be excited about something in the future. When I was a kid, I looked forward to the day I could buy my own snacks. It's a happy word. You're smiling just thinking about it.
And number 10, freedom.
Freedom. It means the power to do what you want. The best part of being an adult isn't the money. It's the freedom to decide. And like we said, the funny part is we have it now and we forget to use it. It's the one word on this list that's not about money at all. It's about being allowed to choose.
10 words, and they all point to the same thing, being in charge of our own small choices.
And the best part? None of them needed anyone's permission.
Exactly. That's the whole episode in one sentence. And honestly, I think that's why these words feel so good to say. They're about a freedom we worked a long time to get and then forgot we had.
Yeah. We spent our whole childhood waiting for it, and now it's just normal, so maybe it's worth saying out loud once in a while. All right, real talk. So we spent this whole episode talking about snacks and toys from our childhood, and I want to ask you something. Mia, what's the thing you still haven't bought yourself?
Oh, that's a good question. I think I still haven't bought myself that one thing I always wanted, but always told myself was too much. Not because I can't afford it, but because I'm still waiting for permission.
Permission from who?
I don't know. From the version of me who still thinks I have to ask. That's the funny thing. I can buy the chocolate now, but there's still this little voice that says, "Are you sure? Is it worth it? What will people think?"
So the real freedom isn't having money, it's quieting that voice.
Exactly. And I think that's the small thing I want to leave you with. Not go buy a bunch of stuff. Just this. If there's one small thing you've been waiting for permission to enjoy, a snack, a hobby, a lazy Sunday, maybe today you can be the one who says yes. You don't need anyone's okay anymore.
That's a good one. So here's my question for everyone listening. What's the one thing you wanted as a kid that you could buy right now, but you still haven't?
And when you think of it, do you even want the thing, or do you just want to be the one who gets to say yes?
I don't know about you, but I'm going to go find my boring robot and give it a better spot on the shelf.
Do that. And maybe buy yourself something small today. Not because you need it, because you're the grown-up now and you get to decide. All right, that's our show for today.
If you laughed, we did our job. If you felt seen, even better.
Thanks for making us part of your day. See you after work.